Yep. All right. Well, today we're joined by author Alan Bartels, and Alan has a book out called 100 Things to Do in the Nebraska Sandhills Before You Die. And Alan, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Scott, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, before we talk about your book, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, some of your listeners might remember my name a little bit. For 11 years, I was the editor of Nebraska Life magazine. I live in Howard County, Nebraska. I left the magazine a couple years ago, and I'm the information and education coordinator at the Lower Loop Natural Resources District in Ord, which is a great job because I get to work with children a lot, and I also get to do some work in the Sandhills, both of which I love.
Nice. So obviously writing is not anything new to you, right?
Nope. Done a lot of writing and a lot about the Sandhills in my life, first as a freelancer and then with the magazine, of course, and now back to my freelancing ways, I guess.
You bet. Well, Alan, I understand you're going to be in O'Neill this Saturday, November 25th. You're going to be down at the Handelbin Building from 9 to 11. They'll have the coffee going and everything down there, so come on down. But tell us about your book. This sounds interesting already. I'm kind of a Nebraska buff anyway, and 100 Things to Do in the Nebraska Sandhills Before You Die. So, obviously, it's kind of self-explanatory, but tell us a little bit about your book.
Sure. Well, the idea for this book was born at a Nebraska brewery, Kinkaider Brewing in Broken Bow. I walked in one day, and while I was ordering an IPA, I noticed a travel book on the counter. It was a Nebraska travel book. And so I asked to see it. You know, I was just going to flip through it. And, you know, the book was a fine book, except for, you know, the Nebraska Sandhills covers about a quarter of the state of Nebraska. So, in my opinion, that book should have at least been 25% about the Sandhills, and it wasn't. There was very little about the Sandhills in that book, with the exception of a few well-known things. So, you know, having a writing background and loving to travel and loving the Sandhills, I started doing some research, and I found a publisher that does travel books, and I sent them a pitch on why the Nebraska Sandhills deserved its own book, and they agreed. We signed a contract in March of 2022, and I had to have the writing done by March of 2023, so that's kind of how the book came to be.
Nice, nice. And, yeah, like we said, it ought to be a great thing to read here, folks, and a great gift idea, too, maybe for the holidays. But tell us about some of the 100 things that they can do in the Nebraska Sandhills before you die, and I even understand some of those are right here in the O'Neill and other area attractions, right?
Yeah, you bet. So very early on in the process, I called Christine up at the historic Godin Hotel. I remember staying there when I was a child, and I remembered a little bit about that Al Capone legend, so interviewed Christine about that, and then she invited me to come up and see these underground tunnels supposedly associated with Al Capone. So it was one of the first travel trips I did while working on the book, and it was pretty fascinating. You know, oftentimes folklore is even more entertaining than the right, than true stuff. So, so you know, Al Capone and the historic Golden Hotel are in the book. Other area things like the flowing wells in that area over at Amelia and elsewhere down by Goose Lake are in the book. Handelbin is in the book, and there's lots of other area things. One different thing about this travel book, though, is, you know, it's not entirely full of the kinds of places that some travelers would go.
Right.
You know, amusement parks, museums, there's some of the museums and popular attractions, but I also include a lot of cultural things. You know, most tourists probably wouldn't consider the sail barn over at Bassett as a tourist stop. But if you want to learn about the culture of the Sandhills, you know, go to a cattle sale, meet some ranchers. You learn a lot that way. And that's the kind of travel I like to do. So this is a good mix of small town fairs and museums and other attractions, but also those cultural things and outdoor attractions. You know, like you said, I'm going to be at Handelbin on Saturday morning selling and signing books. And, you know, really interesting that several of those guys from Handlebend have connections to Greeley, Nebraska. And that's where I went to high school all 4 years. And you guys know about the little bit of a, it's not a fight, but a little bit of back and forth about which community is the true Irish capital
right.
of Nebraska. And so I do touch on that in the book. And I love both communities. But, you know, I graduated from Greeley, so I might be leaning a little bit that way. But I hope people will check out the book and read that part for themselves.
You bet. Yeah. And like you said, there is a lot of things that maybe you drive by or maybe you've driven by in the last 30 or 20, 40 years that you've lived here that maybe you didn't even know about that you might discover here in this book, right?
Oh, definitely. You know, there's a lot of off the beaten path kind of things. You know, lots of attractions in here where there's not a sign out on the road to,
right.
you know, I found a lot of this stuff by dogged exploration and some of it just by accident.
Yeah. Well, Alan, they can come down and get your book Saturday, November 25th from 9 to 11 down at Handlebend. But if they're not able to make it down to Handlebend, what are the other ways that they can get a hold of a copy of your book?
Yeah, they can get it online at all the usual retailers, Amazon and all that. But I would suggest going to my publisher, ReedyPress.com, and order it that way. Or they can go to my website, AlanJBartles.com, and there's information there on how to get the book.
All right. Anything else today before we let you go?
I look forward to seeing folks down at Handlebend. I've made a lot of friends in O'Neill in the area over the years, and with the book signings I've been doing, people from my writing career have been coming out of the woodwork, so I look forward to seeing some of my O'Neill friends and maybe make some new friends, maybe those people that are down there getting coffee. And you know, this time of year, this is a great stocking stuffer or gift for anybody who appreciates the Sandhills or that should know about the Sandhills.
Well, we're looking forward to having you in O'Neill and looking forward to getting our hands on a copy of 100 Things to Do in the Nebraska Sandhills Before You Die by Alan Bartles. Alan, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Scott.